This is Mornings with Rory McLaren
on 891 ABC Radio Adelaide and South Australia.
Golden Years. Share your memories with us. 1300 222 891.
It is 12 minutes to 11 now, and you're joined by Scott Smith, who is the author of Looking Back, South Australia's Theatres and Drive-Ins for Golden Years. You are, Scott, you're in Victoria at the moment. How are things where you are?
Good morning, Rory. Thanks for having me on. Where I'm situated in St Arnett is about an hour west of Bendigo, so we're perfectly fine now. We had a couple of... pretty scary days last week. It was very much reminded me of Black Saturday in 2009. It was, it was a bit of an oven when you walk outside. That's sort of what I think of, as it's like a fan-forced oven. It's the best way I can describe it. It's, the trees were swirling and, but look, we're fine where we are. The fireys did an amazing job. We had a bit of a fire about 40 k's south of where we live. They've really copped it east of here, so it's not nice, look, we're fine now. So just lost power for a bit, that was it.
Thank you for the little update from your part of regional Victoria, Scott. It certainly wasn't what we invited you on to talk about, because you have written a book called Looking Back, South Australia's Theatres and Drive-Ins. Let's talk about the beginning. When did drive-ins start to pop up in and around South Australia?
1954 was the first drive-in in South Australia. The first in Australia was actually Burwood in Melbourne. And Huey Wallace actually went over to Melbourne, had a look of Wallace Theatres, I should say. He actually went and had a look and thought this would be great for South Australia. There became a bit of a fight to launch the first one. There was four venues that were being touted as the first one. So there was a bit of a battle. R.M. Williams was one of the contenders. I think it's the R.M. Williams that the famous R.M. Williams.
Really?
So he was going to have one at Grand Junction Road. He had a property there near Yatala Prison. And then there was a couple of others, but Huey Wallace actually won out at West Beach. So he's Blue Line driving at West Beach won out. And, there was debate in Parliament about the morality of drive-ins as well before that. So they were sort of saying, there will be immoral acts going on at the drive-in, that sort of stuff. And Don Dunstan was actually one of the people that put that to bed, and the legislation came through that the drive-ins would be okay to go ahead.
Well, stay on the line, Scott, because it is 9 minutes to 10, not 9 minutes to 11, as I may have mispronounced. That's my first fine for the year in the first hour. Going well. Here we go. Let's go to Ian now. Ian, do we need to talk about immoral acts with you?
Look, I witnessed what I don't know if it's immoral, but it certainly was funny. Go back to Albury in the 70s. I was stationed at just outside Albury, Wodonga, and we used to go to the Albury Drive-In. We were sitting there watching a movie. I can't even think what the movie was now. There were three of us fellas sitting in the car, having a beer and whatever. Looked over the back, there's a lot of flashing lights going on near the back of the drive-in. Anyway, we're trying to focus on the movie because it was a good movie, whatever it was. And what we didn't realise at the time was that another fellow from another army base nearby and his girlfriend had been having relations, let's say, and she, being a tiny slip of a thing, apparently her pelvis broke and locked him inside.
Oh, no.
And they had to use the jaws of life. They cut the front and centre pillars off the from the mini on each side and peeled the roof back, then lifted them out, strapped together on a board and took them to Albury Hospital, at which point, apparently, according to witnesses, the mum and dad were there.
Oh, no.
And not very impressed. an interesting drive. And that wreck of that car stood there for several days in the back corner of the yard of the driving until they removed it.
Ian, it's fair to say that experience stuck with you, and I wonder whether it stuck with the couple as well. It is almost 7 minutes to 10 here on the morning's program. We are talking about the history of drive-ins. That was actually an incident that took place in Albury, but let's bring it back to South Australia's history with drive-ins. Scott Smith, author. How quickly did we see from the initial setup back in 1954 this expansion of the number of drive-ins in South Australia? How quickly did they become popular?
Oh, they just exploded there. There was a real competition to get them out, not only metropolitan but also regional as well. There was drive-ins in just I've just uncovered some absolute doozies in the book. There was drive-ins like the north of the state up towards Broken Hill, for instance. There was two drive-ins up there. So Radium Hill was a uranium
yep.
mining town. So they had one, and they actually could technically have claim to the first drive-in in the state. There was actually a newspaper article that I've actually put in the book. It's a little blurb, and it actually says that they are the first drive-in in the state. So I don't know how controversial that is.
Yeah. There's always this great debate, Scott, in so many circles about what was the first of something.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and people will claim them. And look, they've got a historical society, and they are wonderful. And I went and met with a lady that lived up there, and she met her husband there and had children. And then the mine went probably 10 years later, but her life was Radium Hill. So I went and talked to her and got her story in the book. And, they're claiming or anything, but it's a lighthearted dig at saying, yeah, we were actually the first. So
thank you to Robert from the truck for this text. I still have a voucher for the Port Elliot drive-in from 1978 when I got a merit award from the Port Elliot Primary School. Not much use now.
There's a lot of those stories, actually. Yeah, a lot of people have I've uncovered a lot of memorabilia and whatnot. So yeah, it's been great. So
let's go across to Jim in Talem Bend at 5 minutes to 10. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Rory. Listen, mate, three couples going to the Christie's Beach drive-in. Went to see a bit of a risque sort of movie there, and I had a special guest with me, my mother.
Chaperoning, was she, Jim?
She certainly was. It was so embarrassing. My brother and my sister in different cars laughing their heads off while my wife and I had to suffer through the whole shitting match.
With mum in the back.
Exactly.
Well, Jim, at least you can laugh about it now.
Hell yeah. Thank you, mate. See ya.
Jim, thank you for your call. 4 minutes to 10. This is Golden Years. We're talking about South Australia's history with drive-ins with author Scott Smith. Scott, if we're talking, when was the peak of drive-in numbers in South Australia? Are we talking into the back end of the 60s, or was it early, or was it into the 70s?
Yeah, look, it's probably 50s and 60s. It was really there was a lot of it was built around the quality of films as well. So, the R-rated stuff came in the 70s, and they were still and that kind of sustained a lot of some of the venues because there wasn't the quality of films around. So, that was a period, but certainly the 50s and 60s, in the 50s, when they first came out, they were just, they just really took off, and they took a lot of, you had picture theatres as well. As I say, the book focuses on picture theatres as well. And so a lot of the country areas, for instance, they sort of took over from where the picture theatres left off. And you'd have, I was talking to a fella in Loxton the other day, and the manager of the picture theatre there, he actually would come out and count the cars going into the drive-in to see what his competition was doing. So.
Because there's also an element of the sort of hand in glove here as well, Scott, when it comes to the growth of car culture in South Australia and the increasing accessibility to cars with the growth, which goes alongside the growth of drive-ins.
That certainly went hand in hand, and we sort of talk about people had these brand new cars and they actually wanted somewhere to take them, so it really married up, and that was that was where it kind of took off in America, where drive-ins were born. That you had this vehicle and you wanted to show it off, so where better than a drive-in to be able to take it and show people. So like Manor Hill, for instance, they had a drive-in up there, and they would the kids would be coming from a station, so they wouldn't really see too much, and they'd come in and see these cars and just marvel at these vehicles, So
and the sound coming out of a speaker hanging on the side of the window.
Yes, well, a lot of places actually didn't have that. They actually had the speakers on the fence lines. A lot of them got them later on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had Cooper Petey, for instance, at the start. They had a speaker above the canteen, and so in the winter you'd have to wind your window down to hear the movie, so you'd freeze. Eventually, they got the speakers, but the infrastructure for the speakers was another thing that, I've got photos in the book of drive-ins being built, and they're these big mazes of, people jump up on the screen and take a photo and looking down, and these big mazes of trenches where the infrastructure had to go. So,
well, Scott, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you for your company this morning.
No problems. Thanks for having me on.
Scott Smith there, author, joining you for Golden Years, talking about drive-ins. After the news, Dr. Doctor and Podiatry.